This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palter. Senior Pakistani officials have told VOA that Pakistan has formally conveyed to the United States that Islamabad will not provide military bases to Washington for counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan after all international troops exit the war-torn country and the U.S. side has stopped raising the issue. Several top Pakistani government officials, privy to a flurry of recent high-level bilateral talks, shared some details Tuesday of the discussions with VOA on condition of anonymity because they are not authorized to publicly engage with media. The officials are quoted as saying, "Yes, the U.S. officials have had conversations and we have told them we don't want any terrorism whatsoever, but no bases possible. They have stopped raising bases issues with us," unquote. This from a Pakistani official who deals with national security matters. Since U.S. President Joe Biden announced in mid-April that all American troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th, his national security team has been reaching out to regional allies to arrange for military facilities needed to gather intelligence and carry out counterterrorism strikes if the turmoil-hit nation descends into another round of civil war after U.S. and NATO troops pull out. More than 800 suspects have been arrested, 32 tons of drugs seized, and $148 million confiscated in a massive global organized crime investigation, according to law enforcement authorities today.
The criminals are now wondering, where do we go now? So we don't want to give too many secrets, but it's safe to say that the investigation of Phantom Secure and Sky ECC was the impetus.
That is Calvin Shivers, the Assistant Director of the Criminal Investigative Division of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation.